We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hello, comrades. Greetings. Welcome. Salutations. Wednesday. Hump day. Alohas to you. Here we go. It is, what else? A wet and rainy hump day. Great to have you along as we get rolling. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here's how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab the phone and use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address, bob@1063word.com. Lots of rockets exploding, well, hopefully not exploding, launching into the air today. One is exploding, the one between President Trump and Twitter. More on that. You heard little Annie refer to it in the newscast just concluded. But our eyes are gazed towards the stars this afternoon. Mother Nature permitting, we saw in that, that big trumped-up golf tournament, well, not tournament, but giggle golf exhibition on Sunday down in Florida. Probably anything else would have been rained out, but they went ahead with it, you know, with Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson, Tom Brady, and Peyton Manning. Also in Florida today, we're waiting to see whether or not the weather will cooperate for the launching of Elon Musk's SpaceX rocket shortly after, 4:30 this afternoon, if the weather permits. NASA preparing to send two of its astronauts, Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley, into orbit aboard the spacecraft built by Elon Musk's company, SpaceX. It's interesting in a lot of considerations. Number one, you know that ever since we stopped with a space shuttle in, 2011, I guess it was. Our astronauts had been sent to the International Space Station riding Russian rockets. Well, too bad that LBJ is not around to see it. Remember that great line he had when the early days of the space program, and they were talking about the Russians beating us into space. And LBJ said something like, I, for one, do not plan to go to sleep by the light of a communist moon. It was in the movie The Right Stuff. So now we actually have an American rocket sending American astronauts into space, and for the first time in space travel history, a privately funded rocket at that. This is the first time that a private U.S. company has sent astronauts into space. It's been almost a decade. NASA retired the space shuttles in 2011. So for the first time since then, we are sending American astronauts back into space on an American rocket from American soil, and we would like you to join us for launch at a safe virtual distance, of course, said NASA in an announcement. Years ago, early 80s, And when I was working at WSB TV, Channel 2 in Atlanta, I was down in Florida for a cover a college football game, the Gator Bowl. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. The one in Orlando. Well, I can't even remember which one it is now. It doesn't matter. And no, not the Orange Bowl. That's Miami. Money Penny was suggesting. In any event, we covered one of the practices, and then we were going out to dinner, and we were driving down one of the main highways. This is in Orlando. And they were launching the space shuttle from over at Canaveral or Kennedy, whichever you prefer. And it was a nighttime launch. And we heard this. We were in the car with the windows rolled up, okay? And we heard this crackling sound, and we thought, what is that? And we pulled over and got out of the car to look, and there was that that bad boy going up. And to watch that rocket launch at night from as far away as we were and be able to hear it, the power was immense. And so that was kind of cool. And it's nice to see we're going back into space. NASA's live broadcast of the launch began at 12:15. Liftoff now scheduled for 4:33 p.m. at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. If the weather holds up, SpaceX's crew Dragon will launch on a Falcon 9 rocket to the International Space Station, the ISS. This rocket, at least from appearances, looks substantially smaller than the rockets they used to launch the shuttle, but then the shuttle was a pretty big payload. And it's a big day for Elon Musk, considering that last night his electric car company, Tesla, cut prices across their entire U.S. lineup, as it appears a demand problem is rearing its ugly head. President Trump will be in attendance today to witness the launch of the first manned space mission for the U.S. in about a decade. Vice President Pence will be there as well. The president said about the public-private partnership for space travel by allowing rich guys to bankroll the mission. Quote, "We're letting those rich guys," he's referring to Elon Musk, of course, "we are letting those rich guys that like rockets go ahead, use our property, pay us some rent," Trump said at a rally in Tupelo, Mississippi in November of 2018. "Go ahead. You can use Cape Canaveral. You can just pay us rent and spend that money." Peter Diamandis, founder of the X Prize, the first private company to launch a rocket to the edge of space, told Financial Times, "If Elon Musk is successful today, it'll mark a period where spaceflight has become reliable and cheap." Ahead of the launch, SpaceX raised $346 million, which is $100 million more than it originally disclosed in March. In the company's existence, it has raised $3.5 billion, according to Crunchbase data. And, you know, when you stop and think about it, there's a lot of money to be made here, shuttling stuff back and forth to the International Space Station and all the other accoutrements that go along with it. Greg Autry, no relation to Gene, I guess, former White House liaison to NASA, said the commercialization of spaceflight is equivalent to when the Internet was first created by the U.S. Defense Department. He called today's flight a tipping point we've been waiting for in the commercial space industry for a number of years. Moneypenny, you know, is Fox going to be carrying this launch live if it happens, weather permitting?
Well, up until the commercial just now, Fox had a live feed up.
Oh, they do. So they're. I'll have to turn it on. I don't have the set on here in the home studio, but I'll crank it up because if they do, then of course we will take the launch live at 4:33. So we'll see if Mother Nature will cooperate. Certainly hasn't been very cooperative for us. Unless you like gloomy gray skies and 40-plus inches of rain, more than we normally get. Quarter after three here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here and then be right back with more as we cruise along here on Hump Day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 3:21 now here on a wet and rainy Monday. Maybe by the end of the work week, we finally get some sunshine back in here. Man, I'll tell you what, I am desperate for it. Meantime, we keep an eye on the clock as they are getting ready for this first manned space mission for the U.S. in a decade. The SpaceX Dragon crew getting ready to go. And there's obviously a ton of money tied into this. Financial Times did a story a while back about the competition over the last decade to drive the commercialization of space, primarily between Boeing and SpaceX. NASA, they wrote, which commissioned both SpaceX and Boeing 7 years ago to build human launch systems, is counting on commercial incentives and market competition to drive down the price of getting into space. It's estimated that the $400 million SpaceX spent to develop their Falcon 9 rocket, which has become the workhorse for lifting cargo to the ISS, the space station, was only a tenth of what it would have cost NASA itself to build a similar rocket. Once again, we're back to, you know, nobody cares what it costs if they're not paying for it, and sadly, NASA is a government agency, kind of pretty much has that attitude. Since the space shuttle was retired in 2011 and the U.S. was forced to buy seats on Russian rockets to propel its astronauts to the ISS, how humiliating is that? The cost of getting into space has risen sharply. Dennis Tito, the first space tourist, paid $20 million in 2001 for a ride to the ISS on a Russian rocket. The price of a seat is now ballooned to more than $90 million. A competitive commercial market could quickly push that price back below $50 million, said Mr. Autry. Boeing's rival space capsule suffered a setback earlier this year because of software glitches, but is expected to make its first manned test launch next year. Other companies, including Jeff Bezos, Blue Origin, and Sierra Nevada, a California company that has built a space vehicle with wings, also is hoping to cash in. As competition increases and the process for mounting human flights becomes more streamlined, the price for a trip into orbit could fall below $10 million over the next decade. Wow, what do you know? Everybody can afford that. Yeah. A boom in commercial space travel could be ahead. If Musk is able to pull off today's launch, it could signify affordable space flight is here. Well, I guess that depends on what your definition of affordable is, because mine is not $10 million. This could also unleash new industries such as space tourism, something that Laura Forzik at Astrolytical, a U.S. space consulting company, says will need to be the retirement of the ISS with private companies launching a new space station, which could be possible by the midpoint of the decade. Ahead of the launch, Elon Musk said, and I'm quoting him here, "I'm chief engineer of this thing. If it goes right, it's credit to the SpaceX NASA team, and if it goes wrong, it's my fault." Okay. Meantime, back here on Earth, I'm not sure if Joe Biden is actually on Earth or not. He may think he's on Mars. Who knows? But Biden taking to Twitter and completing the circle of virtue signaling. Sundance writes today at Conservative Treehouse, "It became apparent during Memorial Day weekend the resistance allies, Democrats and media, now plan to use the wearing of masks as the hot new 2020 virtue signal. All of the blue-bot governors quickly falling into line with their own demands for compliant mask wearing in their states, including my home state of Virginia, where that wacko commie is now occupying the governor's mansion. As with most modern left-wing extremes, influencing the behavior is an issue of control. A compliant community, it takes a village, et cetera, et cetera. The issue is not medical benefit. Toward that end, Joe Biden gets the command signal and joins the movement, sending out a tweet that simply says, wear a mask. Should we wear Ray-Bans to Joe, like the ones you were wearing the other day? But you know as well as I do, this gives the media a social narrative that they can get behind and push hard and exploit for a political division right out of the Saul Alinsky playbook. Mask wearers, of course, in so doing, become virtuous doers of goodness and virtue. Non-mask wearers, like Bad Orange Man, become visible enemies, targets for the drones. So here we go. The politicization of mask wearing is now complete. You may be asking yourself, well, how do I defeat them? And the answer to that is easy. I just mentioned Saul Alinsky and his own playbook, Rules for Radicals. This is a guy who's a hero to the commie progressive Marxists that now run what used to be the Democrat Party. Saul Alinsky, his Rules for Radicals, essentially would be their Bible. And that's the book, by the way, that Alinsky dedicated to Satan, describing him as the first radical. But in Alinsky's playbook, one of his pieces of advice is, make the other side live up to their own rules. So every time these folks are spotted without a mask, make sure, you know, you call them out on their hypocrisy, because they don't like that. You know, their communal tribe members can't survive the ridicule when their inherent individualism does not want to adhere to the social demand. Members don't want to wear masks, and the ridicule hits harder and has greater damage because of it. Freedom, on the other hand, kind of fun, you know, and the tribal mindset can only survive in an echo chamber. Yeah, they are tribalist, if nothing else. 3:29 here on the Bobby Mac Show. We'll keep an eye out down in Florida. The skies look okay right now. Looks as if they're going to be okay in about an hour from now. just slightly more than an hour from now, when they get ready to send SpaceX and NASA into the blue and then into the black, to the stars, said the rocket man. 3:29 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Andy's in the news center next. Right back on the other side here on Hump Day. I have to admit, I'm not necessarily that big an Elon Musk fan. I think the guy is, he's a genius. He's a billionaire genius, but I still have the feeling that all the wires are not necessarily correctly attached to the right terminals there. But I'll give him this, rocket that they are planning on sending the NASA astronauts up in. From Florida today is pretty cool looking. It is pretty cool. 23 before 4 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Before I get too far behind, in on the text line this afternoon, 71307. Bobby, another slogan for Republicans: don't tread on me. I'm not wearing a mask and you can't make me. Bobby, anyone without pre-existing conditions who is afraid of a disease with a 99.6 out of 100 survival rate is chicken poop. Yeah, I said it. Good afternoon, Bobby. When did liberalism become quite the opposite? There's nothing free or liberal about the way they're wanting to rule over everyone. This is always what happens. You know, whether it's Pol Pot or Uncle Joe Stalin or Chairman Mao or Hugo Chavez, they always start out, you know, with the pie in the sky. It's going to be wonderful. Socialism is great. We'll have unicorns dancing in fields of gold, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden you wake up. And they are running everything and all the freedoms and liberties we are guaranteed by God and reinforced by our founding documents suddenly are no longer applicable. Bobby, I think that Joe Biden stole the Ray-Bans he's wearing from Kid Rock. This way nobody can tell that he has fallen asleep again. Sleepy Joe. Bobby, these brainwashed, sanctimonious, virtue-signaling commiecrats need to understand one thing before going after people for not wearing masks. They'll go after the wrong person and find out the hard way their masks don't protect them from getting punched in the face. We have seen a number of instances already all over YouTube and what have you where it is approached that point and even gone beyond that point. Bobby, I hear you about the Commonwealth of Virginia. How do you think I feel? My home state is Michigan. Yeah. Heard about the governor's hubby right over the Memorial Day weekend calling up the boat storage place where their boat is stored and want to know if he could get it out for the Memorial Day weekend. And then, of course, when the story got out, when the guy who owned the shop where they were storing the governor's boat posted about it on Facebook, the governor said, well, this was all a joke. A joke? She's the joke. Bobby Joe Biden now out campaigning against himself. Yeah. Somebody, where did I see that? On Facebook or on Twitter somewhere? That Biden actually said he was going to defeat Joe Biden? And in that sense, he may well be right. For the first time in living memory. Bobby, the way I'm hearing it, the astronauts are not needed to fly the Dragon, but are there to test out the seats and the new electronics on board. If they do, this must be voice to text. Where is the rest of this? It missed part of a word in here. If they do nothing, the ship will dock with a space station all by itself. Pretty cool. Computers going to make our lives easier. Until, yes, that's right. Until the computer, I'm sorry, Dave. I can't open the pod bay doors. You've been conspiring against me. You've made me paranoid, Dave. I'm not going to let you back in the spacecraft. Open the pod bay doors, Al. Whoever this is that keeps tweeting me as Joe Biden, these things are good. I love these. I can always tell it's from Joe Biden because it always begins the same way. Billy, that's what he calls me, Billy. Billy, hope you had a great holiday weekend. I did. I love Thanksgiving. It's my favorite holiday. No lie, man. Now to get down to brass nails, America has a leadership crisis. This president is gallivanting about, talking to people about mad cow. He's taking a big risk with catching it. No joke. He's reckless. The president needs to take the modern-day leadership approach to solving this crisis. He needs to hide in his basement, like I'm doing, and communicate using interweb videos that Al Gore invented. That's how you lead. No lie, man. I'm now running my Senate campaign from the basement using what Corn Pop used to call social media. So I hope to see you all on TwitBook and MySpace sites. Gotta go. Jill is kicking me off the typewriter. Signed, your pal, Senator Joe Biden. Thank you, Joe. Always an experience to hear from you. Bobby, we were at the Cape when the last space shuttle landed. We were on the bridge going to the Cape, sitting on motorcycles, when a sonic boom shook the bridge. Wow, pretty impressive. Yeah, here it is. Bobby, did you see the clip of Joe Biden saying, I will defeat Joe Biden? And as I said, for once, Biden is right. He will defeat Joe Biden. Single-handed. What a guy. No lie. No joke, man. And there's Biden, you know. If you're going to vote for Trump, you ain't black, man. Right. This from a guy whose favorite word is malarkey. This is a guy who identifies with the African-American community. A guy goes around saying malarkey, right? Bobby, one more slogan for someone running against Cuomo, Governor Cuomo, bringing COVID-19 to a nursing home near you. Wait until you hear the latest about Cuomo and all the deaths in the nursing homes. I mean, just when you think it couldn't get any worse, when you don't think that these politicians could be any more cynical, any more greedy, any more blood-sucking. We get new evidence all the time that we underestimate just how bad they are. I'll tell you what Cuomo did about this to try and cover his tracks for all the deaths in the nursing homes. First of all, he tried to blame it on the CDC, right? Said the CDC told him to send all these seniors from hospitals who were infected with COVID-19 to the nursing homes. Yeah. Want to show me that memo, Governor? Be right back. Quarter before four here on the Bobby Mack Show. This is really kind of cool. I'm watching the lead up about 42 minutes or so away from the first launch of a spacecraft from American soil in nearly a decade. And I kind of feel like Walter Cronkite watching the pictures now on Fox News as the gantry is being pulled back. Yeah, doesn't that sound like something Cronkite would have said? Or Eric Severide, or one of them. So I mentioned going to the break here at 9 before 4, Andrew Cuomo. It's hard to imagine just how sleazy some of these Democrat politicians are, and some of the Republicans, for that matter. But in this case, we're talking about Cuomo. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, who signed legislation granting hospital and nursing home executives immunity from lawsuits related to the COVID-19 last month, previously received a big money boost from a powerful healthcare industry group. What do you know? The Guardian reports that the New York State Democratic Committee, then backing Cuomo's primary run in 2018, received more than $1 million from the Greater New York Hospital Association, a lobbying group for hospital systems, some of which own nursing homes. The donation made the group one of the state party's largest contributors in that cycle. Three of the hospital association's top officials separately gave more than $150,000 to Cuomo's campaign between 2015 and 18. That donation is now drawing scrutiny after Cuomo signed legislation last month protecting executives from lawsuits, just as he is under continued criticism for his March 25th order, since deleted, requiring nursing homes to take in COVID-19 patients. Hard to believe he actually did that. I mean, here's all these seniors in these nursing homes, and what's Cuomo do? Sends a bunch of other seniors who have the Wuhan flu into the room next to them in the nursing home. Well, by May 10th, amid increasing criticism, Cuomo issued a new directive stating that hospitals cannot send patients back to nursing homes in the state unless they tested negative for the virus. The budget provision says that officials shall have immunity from any liability, civil or criminal, for any harm or damages alleged to have been sustained as a result of an act or omission in the course of arranging for or providing health care services to deal with the outbreak. So these people give Cuomo $1 million, and he hands them back a get-out-of-jail-free card. And what's that number approaching now? 10,000? And if you had lost a relative there, wouldn't you want somebody to have some liability for that? I mean, Cuomo's the guy that made the decision and issued the directive. The Guardian reports that critics are now trying to repeal that provision amid concerns that it removed a deterrent against nursing homes and hospital corporations cutting corners in the treatment of COVID-19 patients. But the measures were drafted and aggressively advocated for by the group. Cuomo's office responded to the report in a statement to The Guardian, saying that the measure was to protect healthcare workers during a national crisis. What about the patients, Governor? What are they supposed to do, get up and walk out of the nursing home when you send in a bunch of people who are infected with the Wuhan flu? In Washington, Republicans similarly have sought to include broad liability protection for businesses in any future round of relief legislation. Truly incredible. The Guardian article, which was co-published on the socialist website, the Jacobin, marks pressure not only from conservative critics, but also those on Cuomo's left. Is there any room over there on Cuomo's left? I guess next to AOC. Even after he had initially received glowing praise for his performance in press conferences by media outlets. Speaking of which, Felonious Von Pantsuit, living up to the reputation you would expect that she's so well-deserved over the course of her career, over Memorial Day. Did Hillary put out a tweet about those who shed their blood on foreign soil to defend our freedoms? No. No, she talked about the heroism of New York Governor Cuomo. Gah! Give me a break. A scathing Associated Press report out Friday, highly critical of the way in which Cuomo had handled the state's nursing home crisis. It found more than 4,300 coronavirus-infected elderly patients were sent to vulnerable nursing homes. Cuomo and his administration trying to deflect that criticism, saying it was following guidelines issued by the Trump administration. There you go. Right. Try and toss it back on the Donald, because he is the bad orange man. The guidelines say a nursing home can accept a resident diagnosed with COVID-19 as long as the facility can follow CDC guidance. And the guidance also says nursing homes should admit any individuals that they would normally admit to their facility, including individuals from hospitals where a case of COVID-19 was present, but not could, should. Okay. Nursing care facilities, home to some of the state's most vulnerable citizens, have been coronavirus hotspots. Unconscionable. But, you know, unsurprising. Hour number one is zipped on past. Hour two of the Bobby Mack Show and Rocket Man on the way in the second hour of the Bobby Mack Show on Wednesday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.